20th day of the Archer. Slumber came easier last eve than it had in quite some time. I awoke only once, and just shortly after drifting off, but then remained in slumber through the wee hours. I am rejuvenated. I will need to be, for Tears Day is always a busy one at the tower. The paths to the Tower of Engie are only still wet, but the less traveled, smaller paths have become frozen. A rider must be mindful of his steed's feet upon these paths and ride carefully. This day, the 20th of the Archer, marks just 10 days before we enter into the Goat and a new journey around the sun. It is also 10 days before the most joyous of Sabbats, the Yule, the winter solstice. I am both excited and melancholy. I do wish I had others, or one other, to celebrate the solstice with. Alas, all those around me ascribe to other pantheons of worship, various derivatives of modern Christianity. I certainly do not begrudge them for this, and am happy for their happiness, and whatever brings them peace in their hearts. However, how can I not wish the same for myself? As always, my reverence will be in silence, and alone during the longest dark. Are there others out there who experience this, I wonder? Labor was slow in the tower, as expected. I was pleased when it was over. The dwelling master was busy through the day, adorning the dwelling with decorative trinkets, as is customary for practitioners of the Christian faith to do during their holiday time, also fast approaching. I offered to assist in his decorating endeavor, but I was declined. I believe this is something he would prefer to do on his own. I shall rest for the remainder of the eve, reading and researching. I consider writing these chronicles elsewhere, where more people may possibly read the words of my thoughts. The great magical library has infinite space available, and may allow my words to reach an even broader audience. 'Tis something to consider.